What's up, everybody? Welcome to another MoGraph MoCast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Matt. And this is a headline show.
We got a huge show for you today.
Yeah.
This is packed.
A lot of cool stuff.
Very packed. Make sure that you follow us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. If you're watching right now, give us some screen tappy tap taparoos and some linky sherry shares on TikTok. Someday we'll get to the FYP. Someday. Yeah. I'm just being super optimistic about that. Maybe not. I don't know. Make sure you follow us on all the things. Make sure you join the MoGraph Slack so you can chat with us a bit. And the Discord so you can hang out on video. Phil.
And the website so you can post all your work and your demo reel and not have Zuckerberg and, you know, X steal all your art for stuff.
Yeah. For AI. Yeah.
Yeah.
Phil actually joined us on the Discord this week for the first time. He's actually hanging out right now in the green room, the virtual green room, hanging out so we can do a little bit of practice for the 10-minute mm-hmm. render competition later on. That's going to be a lot of fun. He's going to probably chime in.
He's just sitting back, watching the telly, having an ice lolly.
Having a little coffee, getting ready for that prompt, you know what I'm saying? Got to warm up those fingers. Are you stretching the fingers, you know? Stretch the fingers. There you go. Yeah, getting ready. And so we'll be checking in with him. He may be chiming in on some of these topics as well. One of the reasons we can bring you this show is because of our sponsor, Otoy, the makers of Octane Render and the Render Network. Oh, Matt's video is peeking out from under me just a little bit. I got to fix that.
You can just swipe, I think it did that last week, too.
It did, and I fixed all of them except this one.
If I get smaller.
You can get your eyeball in there. There we go. Octane Render. Otoy, makers of Octane Render, the Render Network. They are the reason that we can do all this stuff. Our universal sponsor for the year. With Octane Render and the Render Network, you can make beautiful renders and render them very quickly. Go to otoy.com. And make sure you thank them for helping to make our show possible. Real quick, before we get into it,
with them coming up,
we do.
No, we don't.
Wait, I don't know. I don't even think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's
about on the show.
Week.
Maybe
no.
I don't know.
Wait, I don't know.
I don't know. You'll have to text me. Poll follow-up. Let's do a poll follow-up. Last week we asked what is most important to you in a C4D update, right? And we said upgrading existing tools, innovating with new features, or adding features third parties already provide. So the last poll results are in 80% upgrading existing tools, 20% innovating with new features, third party.
Yep.
0%. Of course, you know, that's a very small sample, so I'm sure that there's a margin of error of about 50. So, you know, it's whatever.
I voted twice.
So, we are going to have another poll for you coming up here in a minute. We got a lot of really great stuff, but let's go to mm-hmm. headlines. Paul Babb has announced that he is joining Rive, an advisory role, asterisk.
As an advisory role, yes.
Yes, asterisk. Oh, my goodness. Asterisk. I put the Randall render
up. Oh, no.
I do it every time. There we go. I do it every time. I mess it up every time. It's my first...
At least he didn't see the prompt this time.
Yeah, I know. He almost saw the prompt earlier. I keep bringing up headline 8 by accident. It's my fat finger on the button. But anyway, let's talk about Paul Babb. Paul Babb is joining Rive, asterisk, advisory role, right? Rive is, it's a new platform a lot of people are talking about for interactive animated graphics.
It seems to me like it's very similar to how Flash used to be back in
right.
the day.
Right.
You know?
So. Yeah, and including Unreal, it actually works, I guess, in Unreal. I haven't had a chance to try it out yet, so I would like to, though. It looks very promising. It looks very mm-hmm. fast and quick, and very, very nimble. It's like 60 frame a second looking stuff. And
Yeah.
So last week, Paul Babb mentioned his new role on social as an advisor for Rive. He said, "If you know me, then you know I'm passionate about fostering innovation and inspiring creativity in the artistic community. That's why I'm pleased to let you know that I've accepted an invitation to be an advisor for the team at Rive, a groundbreaking live interactive design tool that I think will impact the industry in the most exciting ways." That's really cool. And we wish That's him cool. the best on that. But he did go on to say, "While I'm still looking for that full-time position that will define the next chapter of my career, I consider it a privilege to support this incredible company by spreading the word and providing counsel however I can." So that's really cool. I'm interested to see where that's going to go. Is there did you say that there is a Slack channel? Is
no.
there a Slack channel for – no, there's a Slack channel for motion design, right?
For motion design,
For the new
Unreal Motion design, yeah.
Right, right. Okay. Well,
for all of us, people's on the betas.
For the beta, and I want to try that too. And so I have a little more knowledge of it. Speaking of which, we got a poll here. This week's poll, if you go to mograph.com/weekly poll, or if you're watching live, you can actually scan the QR code right now. The poll is, do you feel Unreal Motion Design will replace Cinema 4D Mograph tools? That's an interesting one. We are going to check in on it in a little bit. We'll follow up next week. This poll is active for all podcast listeners throughout the week. And we'll do a little follow-up, and we'll see. Brett Lewis said, "What is Arrive?" What is Arrive? I have arrived. I have arrived. Yes. Sure. Okay. All right. Matt's got some camp announcements.
I do. Super, 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 super excited. I don't think it's up yet. Let me just check.
But I have a preview.
I don't think it's up yet. It's not live, but it is coming in the next little bit. The website is launching today, tomorrow, sometime. There you go. Mm-hmm. Camp Mograph. We're going for a, like a early 90s,
retro
late 80s, like
video game.
ASCII art video game. Theme, super
BBS.
Excited about it. Mark's done a fantastic job on the website. Really excited about that. But what were you gonna say, Dave?
Oh, nothing. I was gonna say BBS. You know, kind of that BBS look.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it is? I don't know.
Yeah, like when you log into a BBS, you know. But you would dial into it. You know, you dial into a BBS, and you could like. You would get this ANSI art that would come up like this. And,
I love it.
You know, you could.
I love it so much. I love that fire animation. That's so cool.
That fire is fire.
Yeah.
So this is what it's going to look like.
Yeah, super excited. We've got a ton of amazing workshop instructors and amazing fireside chats.
Dude, we haven't announced the lineup, and you know it's on this site. We should go to the lineup.
Yes, we should go to the lineup.
Excited.
This year... For our fireside chats, we are super, it's going to be a killer lineup. First up, we are doing a 5-year retrospective.
Bam.
Where we're bringing back Barton Damer, Aaron Sarofsky, and Ryan Summers for one of the nights. And it's going to be a roundtable discussion with them. And we're super excited about that. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Then another night, the next night. If you want to scroll down, we've got Joyce Ho, the creative director over at Buck. So excited. We've been wanting to get her to camp for a while and really, really excited that she's speaking. And finally, we've got, as our final fireside chat, we've got Brandon Parvini, executive creative director. He's just, I've been wanting to have Parvini as a fireside chat speaker for years.
Me too.
I remember the first time I met Parvini was at SIGGRAPH in Vancouver, like years ago.
Were you there in the hotel?
I was asleep at that time, but honestly, it was the same time. I could listen to that guy talk for hours. He's just a wonderful, wonderful person to sit down and chat with. And like so knowledgeable and just It's so great. I am so excited about that lineup of people.
He literally can just say something profound without thinking about it.
Uh-huh. 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yep.
We were at that Seagraph, and we were in the lobby of the hotel, and he just went off on this 45-minute rant one night, and everybody was just, like, staring intently like it was a talk, you know? Mm-hmm.
Like a TED Talk or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. So
it was awesome.
Yeah.
And
so
then
got other stuff here too. Workshops.
Yeah, so that is the lineup for the fireside chats, for the workshops. Oh man, the workshops are going to be absolutely killer. So, we've got an amazing lineup. We've got Donovan Brutus with Aligning Your Art with a Purpose. We've got Haley Akins with Business of Motion Design. Sarah Beth Morgan with The Crafting Corner doing some hands-on craft stuff. Clinton Jones is coming back for another year. He's doing Secrets of Photo Scanning. Also, we've got another workshop with Rebecca Olson and Casey Warren calling Cut the Creep, Realities of Scope Creep and How to Skillfully Manage It. Super excited about that. We've got Jenny Davis doing Beyond the Algorithm, which is so cool. And then Nick Snyder doing some caricature stuff. So learn how to do caricature stuff. And then finally, we've got Noah Hornstein doing Bits, Pixels, Action, the Technical Art of Motion. It's going to be a freaking killer lineup. We are so excited. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't even tell you the fireside chat speakers and the workshop instructors are just absolutely killer this year. And I cannot wait. And this camp is huge and fun and like it's beautiful. And there's going to be so many positive things. We've got a bunch of like super things that we're going to announce coming soon. You know, stuff that's in the works that we're really excited about. We're going to try some new things this year.
And this website looks great, and props to Mark because he put a lot of time into this to make it look
so... He has put a lot of time into it. Yeah.
BBS-y. He had to make it BBS-y. And so very, very awesome. Yeah.
So as far as the lodging goes this year, we're unfortunately, this camp doesn't have any private lodging. You know, we try our hardest, you know, we give and take with the different camps. It's one of the things with switching up camp every year. Unfortunately, there are no private cabins this year, but we do have tent camping if you feel like doing that. Honestly, I'm going to be tent camping this year like I do every year, bringing my 12-person tent, you know, setting up my bougie bed and all my fancy charging stuff. That's going to be fun. So we've got tent camping and then we've got community cabins as well. And the community cabins are nice. They're heated. It's going to be really, really good. It's really exciting. So
I didn't want to bring the whole thing up because I didn't know if these prices were set correctly yet.
Yeah.
I'm just double checking.
No,
because
it's all
the
good.
Site isn't technically live yet. So I'm skipping over the price portion.
It's all good. The cabins are super nice. They're not very rustic at all. They're really clean. Some of them have bathrooms on the insides, and some of them have bathrooms that are separate and community. You know, it's just it's a camp, but
it's a lot bigger.
We've got a lot more cabins this year. You know, so not everyone's going to be packed in there. So which that's really great.
Yeah, lots.
And
of
then. Yeah. Anything else?
I mean, activities. I don't know if we really have. Do you want to? We got some activities we can list here. They're on here.
Yeah. I mean, right now, some activities. The activities that I know of off the top of my head, we're going to have some like canoeing or kayaking because the camp is right on a lake, which is fantastic.
The Blob.
We have been told. That we'll have the Blob as well, which if y'all know the Blob from the movie, what is it? Heavyweights. Remember Heavyweights? Oh, I love that movie.
Get your waiver signing hand ready for that.
I can't help but think of Heavyweights. What?
Yeah. I said get your waiver signing hand ready for that.
Right.
But
so
yeah,
we'll have the Blob where you can jump off one side and launch someone else into the lake. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the same stuff. This one's great. There's a ton of little fire like areas that we can create fires and stuff like that. It's It's going to be killer. I'm really, really excited. Yeah. And we've got some other fun stuff, you know, that hopefully people will appreciate. So,
and thanks to our sponsors, too, on this.
Absolutely. 100%. Thanks for our sponsors. We couldn't have done this. We try and make the pricing of camp as affordable as possible. You know, it's a 4-day all-inclusive event. You just got to get there and pay for your ticket. And it wouldn't be possible to keep it so incredibly inexpensive without the support of our sponsors. So huge shout out to them. Otoy, again, our universal sponsor this year for camp. Super excited to have them on board again. We are so appreciative of how much support they send our way. Also, super excited to bring on Sony this year. In addition to all the workshops, Sony has these new motion tracker stuff.
Yeah.
Called the Makopi, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really cool. There's these little motion tracker things that you can attach, and you don't need a full bodysuit. I've been beta testing it. I like it a lot. So we spoke with them about sponsoring camp, and they were on board. So we're actually going to be having a Makopi area where people can test out and, like, you know, give their opinions and stuff. It's going to be really cool. Really excited about that. So big shout out to Sony for sponsoring camp as well as Grayscale Gorilla. They're huge supporters of ours. We really appreciate them, and we're a huge fan of their stuff as well. So it's great to see that coming back this way. Also, Stash Magazine. Super excited to have them on board as a sponsor. They've been putting the word out in the magazine about camp, and we're super grateful about that. So
yeah,
very, very thankful to all of our sponsors. Give them a shout out. Say thank you. Also, tickets for Camp Australia are ending soon. You've got a little over a month left. So make sure and hurry. And if you're in that area, just I'll just give you all a little heads up. Maybe follow Tim Clapham.
Right.
Just follow Tim Clapham.
Yeah.
He may have some fun things to announce at camp. Just follow him on X or something like that, and you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Maybe in the next week.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's a lot of camp news.
It's a lot of camp news. Yeah, big camp stuff. Super excited about it. Tickets go on sale April 20th at 12 p.m. Eastern time. So yes.
Yep. Make sure you're ready. Get your click and finger
ready. Make sure you're ready.
Exercise.
Yep.
Exercise, yeah. So this is interesting. Stability AI, Otoy, Endeavor, and Render Network announced a collab. I got to say it, you know, like a true millennial. collab to advance AI technology in media and entertainment. They put out a press release, said this partnership will focus on developing next-generation AI models, IP rights systems, and open standards, all powered by decentralized GPU computing, leveraging the Render Network. The initiative aims to decentralize and scale AI technology, making it accessible and transparent for creators with 3D, VFX, media production workflows, things like that. Now, they've been showing off some videos of some stuff that they've been doing with some of the AI integration. I really like what they're doing as far as decentralization. Now, here's where it gets spicy. Imad Mostak, I believe that's how you say it. So this is him last week with Jules up at Otoy talking about the partnership. He's joining the board. And on Friday, he announced that he is stepping down as CEO from Stability. So I was like, well, that's interesting. After this announcement happened, you know, and one of his quotes was, we're not going to beat centralized AI with more centralized AI. His quote was, we should have more transparent and distributed governance in AI as it becomes more important. It's a hard problem, but I think we can fix that. And he said, the concentration of power in AI is bad for us all. I decided to step down to fix this at Stability and elsewhere. So what does that mean as far as his role with Otoy? I'm guessing that means he's still he's still on the board. I don't think that really changes anything. I'm just...
Yeah.
Curious if he already knew that was going to happen or what. We haven't really talked to Jules about it, but Jules did say on Facebook, he told us long before we did the partnership, and it's part of the thing we're doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing it has to do with this decentralization. They're working hard for artists, for IP rights, things like that, and I think that's very good.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
100% yeah. Agree. Yep.
I don't have any more to say about that. I think we're going to wait and see what happens there. Maybe at some point Jules could actually talk about it on the show. You know, could have him on again. Because he's at GDC right now, so he's going to be giving a talk, I believe. Or not right now, but it's about to happen or something. I know Paul's going to be there. Winbush is going to be there. Yeah. And so we may be getting another preview.
Didn't GDC already happen?
Not, is it GDC or is it something? It's one of the things.
Yeah, GDC was last week.
No, not...
That was where they announced all the Unreal stuff. Yeah, the Game Developers Conference.
Oh, it was last
week.
See, I completely missed it. I've been over my head in work. I thought it was this week.
Is the idea to integrate it into Octane then? Is that the idea that eventually it's going to...
I hope.
I don't want to speak for the company, but I'm pretty right. sure... I know he has specifically mentioned before, like, building in a Stable Diffusion render node, or like a node in there, you know, that would help. Mm-hmm. I would assume, if I had to assume, which I am going to assume, but, like, you know, whatever. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on this. This is not scripture. Like,
GDC,
I assume it'll probably be something... something similar to like what Aaron 4D is doing, you know,
right.
where you can type in a prompt and then get like a texture or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, cause earlier in the week, I kind of dropped that in the Slack, and it was definitely a conversation to be had on, you know, whether it's useful or not, or you know, or it's just taking away the fun aspect of what we do. And that
depends
sort of
on what you consider fun, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Chris said GTC. That's correct. I get those GTC, confused as well. It's those big letters for me, you know. Yeah. We will talk about Aaron 4D here in a minute as well. But, Matt, you got a couple things to say about NAB because we've got some events and things that we got going on and finally posted.
Yep. Cool. So a couple things. First off, we booked our spots for the karaoke party. Mm-hmm. We're doing it at Go-Go Karaoke again this year, which is super exciting. I love that place. They're like for the bang for the buck, and they're super cool and like so many rooms. So I believe we rented out the entire place for 2 hours, you know,
three hours.
I don't know.
Three or more.
But what did you say, Dave?
Three or more,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we'll have it for at least three hours. I believe it starts at 9. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Starts at 9.
Yep. And starts at 9, goes till midnight or longer, depending on what. If you want to check it out, you can go to our MoGraph group that we created. It is the MoGraph. It's MoGraph.com/groups/MoGraph. And then you'll see the three. I know it's silly, but, you know.
Yeah, it's because our name is
MoGraph. Because
it's
an online group. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can see all the upcoming events and stuff. You know, you got the karaoke party. And if you click on that, then you can go in and you can actually get tickets from there through our Eventbrite. Mm-hmm. Also, we added the School of Motion MoGraph meetup. A reminder that that's happening on that Sunday night. Mm-hmm. So we've also got the link in there on our groups page on the MoGraph site for the School of Motion MoGraph one. And then also the Digital Art Deathmatch. That one's still coming up. And that one's going to be fun. So, yeah. Grab your tickets for everything, and we'll make sure and see you there.
And so, Phil's going to be at both of those, aren't you?
Yes.
NAB.
He'll be at all of them. Yeah.
That's what, yeah. Yeah. Phil's presenting at NAB, which is awesome.
Yes.
And he's going to win the 10-minute render competition, right? I don't know. We'll find out. We'll find out later in the show what we think, you know. It's no competition today. It's just you. So we're really going to be putting the pressure on you, you know. So that'll be fun.
Just harassing you the whole time.
Yeah.
Again, with the Unreal Motion Design stuff. So Unreal Motion Design was basically, I guess, what would you say, out of beta kind of this week?
Yeah. for those who don't know, it was previously Project Avalanche.
Right.
So they are now, it is now labeled Unreal Motion Design. The new version of Unreal was released, the preview for it, it's 5.4.
Mm-hmm.
That one was released. You can download in your Unreal launcher, your Epic launcher, and install it and get started on it. A bunch of really cool stuff in it. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the only thing, though, is I just wish they would have kept the name. I don't know why it's been hyped as Avalanche. It's been Avalanche this whole time. It sounds badass.
Yeah.
You know, it's got great Google foo or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it's like, yeah, Avalanche, here we go. Let's launch. We're going to call it Motion Design.
Yeah, I know. It's a little boring of a name.
It is boring. I feel like they just kind of womp-womped the name a little bit. Like, why not keep it Avalanche? Maybe it's legal reasons? I don't know. But it just seems underwhelming. Like, it looks so badass, but then it's just got this underwhelming name. I don't know.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. I mean, honestly, the features are incredible. You know, it's really cool. For those who haven't seen what it is, basically it's real-time cloners and effectors,
mm-hmm.
Almost exactly similar to what you'd see in Cinema 4D. It's and the reason the poll was earlier, you know, because I think a lot of people in broadcast are using Cinema 4D for a lot of their transitions and stuff like that. And I think broadcast has a big push for Unreal right now.
Yeah.
And if they can keep everything in that space without having to go to an external, you know, like site or something like that, or an external DCC, I think it's going to make, you know, I worry for Maxon, you know, like, because I think this is going to take a big chunk of, you know, their user base. Personally,
are there any legal things as far as like MoGraph, like tools and stuff? Like, are there patents and things to worry about there?
I have no idea. I mean, you know, someone has recreated all the MoGraph tools in Blender.
Yeah,
you know, and they're not coming after them because, I mean, I would assume you're just not you're not using the same code. You know,
right? I don't know if you could. Yeah, huh?
I don't know. Honestly, like. And this is just my opinion, you know, whatever. I think it would be interesting. It would be it won't happen. You know, this won't happen, but it would be interesting. Like, you know, we used to talk about, oh, what if Adobe bought Maxon? What if Adobe bought Cinema? What if Unreal? What if Epic bought it?
Ugh,
you know?
I don't know.
I don't
not
know.
Sure,
it'd be
not
interesting.
Sure I would like that. You know, I'm not sure I like if anybody bought Maxon, to tell you the truth. I like how it is right now, you know. Mm. I don't know. I don't feel like if somebody bought it who doesn't really know the culture and everything, if it would be the same, like it would get would it get lost in everything? Would it disappear?
I mean,
if it were purchased,
like,
you know, I don't know.
I mean, since the growth of Maxon, is that culture even still here?
Well,
it's another question. I mean,
for me, it's more about the fact that a lot of companies will buy something up just to get rid of it, you know. And I agree with you there.
I would hope that if something like that, and keep in mind, we're just having fun here. We don't know anything, you know. There's nothing going on. Like, yeah. We're just having fun.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I want to check it out.
I want to play with it when I have the time. I know that Winbush has done a video on this already. Unreal Motion Design and Jags has done one already.
Yep.
Now they are both pointing. Hold on, let me bring it up. They're both pointing. They're both pointing at it, so you know it's good.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know it's good.
Right.
See, he's pointing at Unreal, and Jags is pointing at Unreal.
Hold on. You know? All right, switch to me. Let's see.
What?
And then...
Wrong way.
Oh, no, this way.
That way.
And then I'm pointing...
Yeah.
There's your thumbnail right there.
Okay, good.
Anyway.
Yeah, we got it. Cool. Yeah, and check out the other stuff that Unreal showed off, like the Marvel stuff they showed off.
Yeah. Oh,
the meta humans.
I don't know. They're talking about how AI that's real time and stuff.
Yeah, they were flying around the mouth and showing it off.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
What kind of software are they running? You know, or what kind of
it's a
GPUs
good computer, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Secret ones. Let's go back to the poll real quick, because just remember, for next week, do you feel, after this conversation here, do you feel Unreal Motion Design will replace C4D MoGraph tools? Yes or no? Let us know. We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Sashia Dumont. I'm a writer, actor, and filmmaker.
Hi, my name is Paul Robinson. I'm a director, DP, and filmmaker. We are the creators and hosts of the Go Gorilla Filmcast, an online source for all things indie film.
We are a husband and wife film team and co-owners of Send 3 Productions, and we started this podcast for filmmakers like ourselves who were producing on micro budgets with skeleton crews.
Go Gorilla is a weekly podcast that features various talents in TV, film, and web series productions.
We've interviewed filmmaker powerhouses like Kestrel Pantera,
Richard Raymond,
Alex Ferrari,
Cassandra Ebner,
and Ryan Connolly. Amazing actors like Hannah Ward,
Lou Taylor Pucci,
Chris Wataski,
and Eileen Gruba.
Groundbreaking cinematographers like Jody Lee Lipes,
and Jessica Lee Gagné, and many more.
We also offer weekly reviews of our favorite films and shows, which vary from low-budget first-time filmmakers to A-listers and everyone in between. Go Gorilla is proud to announce that we have officially joined the MoGraph Podcast Network.
So if you love filmmaking as much as we do,
tune in every Sunday for a new episode of the Go Gorilla Filmcast.
Your source for all things indie film.
Now available on the MoGraph Podcast Network.
We love film! We love film! Yeah. All right, cool. So, man, this is like crazy. So, like Phil was talking about earlier, excuse me. This is the new Aaron 4D that Merck is creating.
Aaron 4D.
What?
Aaron 4D.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Right.
By the way, it needs a badass logo. There's no logo yet. It needs a badass logo.
Yeah. 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 But so the things that like. The initial reaction to it was like, okay, cool. This is really good for like, you know, just like coming up with ideas and stuff like that. But the additions that he has since added
mm-hmm.
with like the texture generation and all of that, or like even this right here with the creating HDR eyes, it's like.
Yeah, so you.
I don't know. I worry for some of these
colors, normals,
you know, texture
displacement
companies and stuff like that. Like, it's pretty. It's a lot more involved than I thought it was initially going to be. You mm-hmm. know, and it's really cool to see what Merck is creating. That dude's gonna make a lot of money off of this. I gotta say.
Yeah, colors, normals, displacement. That mm-hmm. can be subsequently used with other renders. Also the panoramic and background images that you can do, this is the first thing that I asked as well. I was like, can you get a random HDRI? Can you get a random mm-hmm. texture? Could you create some sort of normal map or something like that? The HDRI stuff, I mean, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Because even if it isn't perfect, like that's great. That's so, handy to have. And then also it says another advantage of the AI 3D software combination is you can not only render the proper text on something but manually define mm-hmm. the font and everything. And I'm like, wow,
that's super cool.
I don't know how that works.
I don't know how he's doing that, you know.
Yeah, look at that. He's just like wow.
The thing is, and everything that we've seen, like, okay, the textures, yes. The HDRIs, yes. I'm on board for both of those. I think that's going to be fantastic. But everything, like the actual generating, like an image, I'm not too sure about that. I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah,
because
it's not
same. Animation. It's just a still, you know. It'll be cool for, like, you know, kind of creating stuff, but I don't know.
Also, you don't get that. You do get the variation every time you generate something. You mm-hmm. you know, you say like, oh, I can, you know, have this with clouds or something, and it changes
changes everything.
Yeah. You need control net and a bunch of, you know,
I think all it is is just for, I guess, for people that want to have a little bit more control on generating images for something like a feed on a Instagram or something like that. Like, I can't see the kind of use case other than, you know, the textures and the HDRIs. But that's more useful for like us on this side of things. But I think the generation, it's maybe like idea generation or something like that. Like you could maybe use it for, but like we were saying before, it is half the fun if you like that, you like that sort of thing, you know, texturing and lighting and things like that. It's just
I'm just gonna install this into every computer at the deathmatch.
Yeah,
people come up with.
I think it's really gonna be great when you're doing texturing. I think that's where AI is really gonna start with this, right? Like, it's gonna be. It's like, say you're working on a really big scene and you don't need the best textures for everything. Maybe you're using GSG for those nice close-ups and, you know, pieces of, I don't know, furniture or something in a scene. But then, like, imagine you're doing, like, a gigantic scene and there's a something brick, like, in the background. You don't need some 8K texture all over that, you know? So, I don't know. I feel like that's going to be the first thing that's useful anyway. You know?
Yeah,
That is available. It's available for pre-order. Actually, it says alpha available March 23rd.
Yeah,
which is
it may be out
already. It's already.
Yeah, it's already out on his Patreon. It's already out.
Yeah.
It broke Google downloads or something, and he's already had pirating it as well.
Really?
Of course. Yeah.
That's not surprising about the pirating, but
yeah.
Justin says, "I hope it
72 ratings." Five stars, 99% five stars. Wow.
Justin says, hope it implements a beefy upscaler. Maybe there is an upscaler.
Ooh.
I think you can render up to 16K, I think.
Oh, that's not bad.
Well, at least the HDRIs, you can 16K, I think.
Yeah, you need that.
Dave, I really think MoGraph.com needs to buy this.
What? Buy the plugin?
Yeah, buy the plugin.
Oh, to
it will
play
help
with?
Us create
yeah, for research.
Thumbnails. Yeah.
Well, just go on his Patreon, and then you can download the alpha.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to. MoGraph is going to own it. We're going to have a MoGraph copy so we can use it. That'll be fun. I feel like Merc needs to go, like, work with Otoy or something at this point. Certainly, it seems like with what they're doing, Merc would be, like, a perfect fit for that, right?
I think on his Twitter he says, like, not open for job for jobs or something like that. He keeps getting offered, obviously.
I mean, the thing is, why would you? You know, I mean, this thing, I think a fair amount of people are going to purchase this, and he's going to make a good amount of money off of it, you know. I don't know where he's based, but I'm pretty sure the dollar goes a bit further where he's at.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
You know,
I did talk to Merc once, and because I was asking,
he sound like this,
the AI. Yeah. No, I think I believe what he told me was that his English is not as great as he'd like it to be, so he didn't want to do an interview. So, and I can't remember what country he was in, but I feel like, you know, the advantage of going to work for someone like that is he would get quite a team and a budget to do the things that you want to do. You know, that's something that might interest me if I were working on something like this. You know, as long as I got a cut or something, I'd be like, let's go, let's do this, get a whole team on this. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Cameron said, for video games, NVIDIA CEO said AI will be generating every pixel live in-game in the next 5 to 10 years. Jeez. And Justin said, Merc has made some big money from his Patreon. Not allowed to disclose.
I believe that.
But oh yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Let's check in on our poll one more time. I want to see. I didn't do a refresh last time, so I want to see where we're at right now. I'm going to go ahead and hit refresh on it. I got to refresh to see. Is that it? Where are we at? Okay.
Yeah. Pretty good.
I mean, I agree with this. My answer was no.
Yeah.
I did answer.
Me too.
Earlier. So
I said yes. Like, I honestly think, like, especially when you're in a an Unreal pipeline, you know, like, I could see you using, you know, Blenders, because right now the biggest advantage that Cinema 4D has to Unreal is that you can't model in Unreal. You know, mm-hmm. you can use bools and stuff like that, but that's not really modeling, you know. Right. But I feel like it's got to be coming, wouldn't it? I don't know.
I think existing pipelines are stopping this because they've spent so much money. Companies,
yeah,
just pipelines.
Yeah,
it costs so much money to develop that sort of stuff. You'd be surprised like how many like studios are still using like Cinema 4D R21 or something
that.
Because
I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
they're just literally you know, that's the version that's on their server, and then that's it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I could see. Also, it brings up an interesting point because the marketplace for Unreal, you know, I've done a bunch of jobs with Unreal, and literally the marketplace is huge. Anything you could want is there. So it's like, I guess if you're not creating a game from scratch, if you're just a kind of a hobbyist and you're going to the marketplace, you can download almost everything you need for a video game without even knowing how to 3D model, you know.
So, yeah, you can get characters, animations.
Yeah,
you can get
buildings, let someone else props. Do the modeling.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, so, by the
similar
way,
similar to our job.
I forgot to mention during the Unreal segment that Winbush is going to join us next week to talk more in depth about motion design, and EJ, I believe, is going to be on too. If he's not mowing his lawn, he'll be here to talk about NAB. So I forgot about that.
Is he going to do a 10-minute render?
Vernon is going to be doing the 10-minute render.
Oh, okay.
Week. Yeah.
Nice.
We're going to have a lot of people on the show next week. It's going to be packed. Yeah. Okay, that's so cool. Check this out. Before we get to the big, fun 10-minute thing, I got one more headline here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is tech news. In tech news, Flipper Zero banned Canadian boomers. Move to ban a technology that they don't understand at the National Summit on Combating Auto Theft on February 8th. Francis Philippe Champagne, what a name! Francis Philippe Champagne, the Canadian Minister of Innovation, Science, and Industry, announces measures to combat the rise in car theft in Canada. As one of the measures to address this issue, he proposed to ban the Flipper Zero. Because he claims that the device is being used to steal cars in entry systems. Well, spoiler, this is not true.
Okay, so here's what I have, and I don't know if it happens with the Flipper Zero or with something else. What I have seen is, so basically your car, it can tell if your keys are close to it, right?
Yes.
So what will happen is someone will grab this. I don't know if it's a Flipper Zero or if they're using a Flipper Zero or something, but it'll amplify whatever signal that thing is. The car keys.
Yes.
Are,
well, I'm glad you bring this
off.
Up because I have an entire explanation of how this happens here.
Okay.
Including a diagram. Yeah. So check this out.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah.
Car thieves establish a connection. Between the car and the key fob using two repeaters. They hold one repeater near the car and the other as close as possible to the house. So they pick up the car signal, the key fob signal from your house, broadcast it over, and then it thinks that it's nearby. But that is not something that the Flipper Zero does. That's what's so annoying about this. It is not how it works. The Flipper Zero can emulate your clicker, but you could buy another clicker of your own.
It can't even emulate your clicker because both your clicker and like your garage door are working off of a constantly changing thing. So if you, what's ridiculous is, and I looked this up, it's like if you can get it to connect to your Flipper Zero, but then your Flipper Zero has to become your car keys now, like because you've offset everything,
right?
You know, within it.
And it just reiterates the point that this guy has no idea what he's talking about. This Francis Philippe Champagne or whatever. He did.
Philippe.
Name is Francis Philippe Champagne.
Champagne.
Oh, look at me. I want to ban Flimmel Zero.
Well, actually, he's Canadian, though.
But come on. He's probably from Montreal.
Well, he put out a statement. He said, wait, hold on a second. Let me do this right. Criminals have been using sophisticated tools to steal cars, and Canadians are rightfully worried. Today, I announced we're banning the importation, sale, and use of consumer hacking devices like flippers used to commit these crimes. Meh. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
To stop them stealing treasure.
Oh. Again, they don't understand. Like this is just par for the course with anybody in power. We don't understand what's going on, but we're going to ban it anyway. Just lame. Super lame. Okay. So, are you ready for this? Are you ready to do this? All right. Here's what I'm going to do. We're going to give you a second to gather yourself, so don't worry. We're not going to start the clock and you're going to be like, oh God, or whatever.
Justin in the chat, Canadian here, sorry for being offended. Oh, Justin, that was hilarious.
Canada I love has my apologized Canadian friends. For, what does he say?
What?
Canada has apologized for so-and-so on many occasions. I don't remember who it was from the South Park movie.
Terrence and Phillip?
I don't remember now. All right, so here's what I'm going to do. We're approaching the... go ahead and turn on your screen share. I'm going to get you set up. Okay. I'm going to send you a zip file, and it's going to have everything you need in it. I got a little fill folder. Now, we are providing one... asset thing for you to use, right? So we are not going to give you the other stuff. Hopefully you have the other things that you need in order to do your render. But in our chat right now, I'm putting a link in here. We're going to go ahead and reveal this prompt. I'm going to go back to me here. Let's see. All right. I got all this set up. I'm going to show everybody. The prompt is... Thirsty cats, and I have provided you a pre-octane rendered model of 9 different cats, all rigged and ready to go. They're all rigged, so you could do something really cool with it. So,
let me just put this on my desktop or something.
I got some music ready to go, and these are some really great rigged cats. There's 9 of them, one for every life, right?
Oh my gosh. That was so bad.
I mean, it just happened that nine came cats. In back. 9 cats, all right? And we're going to make sure that you're good to go. You have to, you have a minute to think about what you want your prompt to be. No worries. And we're going to do this at the show, I believe, too. We'll give everybody a second to sit down, make sure their station's ready, make sure everything's working, make sure their profiles are loaded. Because we will have time in between voting.
Yeah, we're probably going to set up also something within the browser. Like, hey, these are some things you got to pull at. Yeah, or you can pull from, you know?
Yeah, you will have a master library.
Don't start yet. Don't start yet.
Yeah, don't start yet.
just looking. Gathering thoughts.
We'll make sure that you're all good to go. Let's see. Let me load up your screen. I'm going to make sure that I have your screen here so that it works. Fill screen. Let's see. Do we have that? Are we good? Yeah, we are good. We are good.
All right.
Are we getting feedback? Say something, Matt.
Test 1-2.
Oh, we are getting feedback. Hold on 1 second. I think we have a double...
And Phil is allergic to... Are you allergic to cats?
Yeah. I know what it is. Hold on. It sounds so bad on the stream. Hold on. It's because his screen input... Say something now, Matt. Are you good?
Test 1-2-1-2.
There we go. His screen was also... The audio was coming in from there at the same time. Mm. All right.
Okay.
So we're good. I've got some music standing by. We're going to pretend that we're Nick Campbell doing the... Doing the MCing.
Hey,
right?
Everybody, I'm super handsome. I'm Nick Campbell.
I'm Nick Campbell. blah, blah, blah. Chinese fear, blah, blah, blah. All right. All right, I got the clock. We got a 10-minute counter here ready to go for you. Are you feeling good? Are you ready? Are you feeling
ready as you'll ever be? Yeah, I guess.
Okay, all right, here we go. We are going to begin now.
Okay, right, let's go. I think I'm going to do some cats.
I would hope so.
Yeah,
gonna
I think
do some
so.
Cats. Drinking,
you don't have to use
maybe.
All the cats,
I think,
but you could.
I think I'm going to do that. Let's get a camera started.
Yeah, you don't have to use all of them. You could just use one.
I think I'm going to have to use one and then copy it, I think, or something like that.
Oh, this is awesome. I like this week because I don't have to do anything. It's less stressful. I could just watch.
He was actually on America's Funniest People, not America's Funniest Videos.
Oh, really? So, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah, AFV. Remember he did his Michael Jackson impression.
That's right.
Yeah, right. So good.
All right. Nice. Now let's talk about what he's doing. He's got his nine cats. I'm sure he's going to rearrange them at some point.
I love their tails are like perfectly straight.
Yeah.
I've got no chance of posing these cats.
There's like 50 joints in the tail for some reason.
I know.
I'm sorry. Hey, you know, if you can't fix it, feature it. Maybe they're all standing up by their tails.
Which cat should I go for? I like the gray one, I think. The spotty gray one.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, that one. Oriental cat? Is that what it's called?
Is that what it's called? That's random.
No, British short hair. I've got to go for that one.
All right, you got eight and a half minutes.
Because you're
eight and a half.
You're British.
Eight and a half. All right. You got
what was the prompt again?
Thirsty cats. So what are they thirsty for? What are they thirsty for?
At least get the neck down.
Yeah, getting in them joints. Getting in them joints so that you can have them drinking something, you know?
Yeah.
Not bad. I wonder...
Why isn't the joints moving?
You gotta go up one, I think. I don't know. It's okay. You might have to fake it. You might have to fake it, if that's the case.
Yeah.
Are you in the right cat?
The joints
are you in the right cat? Are you sure you're in the right cat?
No.
Ah. There's another cat that looks really weird right now.
Yeah,
there we go. 7 minutes and 30 seconds. There you go. Yeah, there you go.
And we have a cat whose head is down.
Hit save. Don't forget to save.
let's get played at least.
Stand all the cats by their tail like popsicles. Yeah, there you go.
Didn't you say I was going to win this? I don't think so.
This is your practice round.
Yeah, it's your practice.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the point. It's to get this, stress on you with the music. Imagine this, but there's, 600 people around you.
I see where you're going with it. I think it's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Hit save. Don't forget to hit save.
Yeah, hit save.
Save early, save often.
Let's get a nice, I think, 16 or 17.
Oh, yeah. Justin says, no milk. That's animal abuse. Cats are lactose intolerant.
Are they?
I think so.
Oh.
You're doing all right. You got 6.5 minutes. You got 6.5 minutes. You're doing all right. I like the approach that you're going for the water. You don't have to bust out a bowl. You know?
Yeah.
Nothing like that. I think that's really great. So.
If I can get it inside.
1:1 aspect ratio. Like that.
I think that's the, isn't that the stipulation?
There you go. All right.
Slicer in there.
That's a bold move, nice. Cotton.
Bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
Oh, look at that. He's putting some waves in there.
Nice.
Kittens can drink milk, but adult cats are intolerant.
A book about kittens. Kittens. What's that? A book about kittens. Old meme is old. 5.5 minutes. You're doing all right. You're not even halfway there
yet. Yeah.
You're okay. Just remember to save. Are you gonna do any lighting or are you going all HDR? Let's see.
I'm gonna swing the light around at least.
He's also chosen a one-to-one.
Gorgeous. Oh.
He had that HDR in his back pocket. He knew it. Yeah, you're getting some points right there.
Is there any like ground textures in? I don't think there is. Is there?
In GSG?
Type in,
oh yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
There we go. Sweet. All right. Yeah. Let's put some ground.
I used that last week actually. Look at that.
Oh,
look
gorgeous.
At that. Now remember the prompt is thirsty cats plural. So you still have 5 minutes, a little less than 5 minutes. So you're doing
just,
okay.
You could throw a scatter all along that water.
Oh my god!
And just change the texture.
Make sure you do render instances, or you're gonna have a bad time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great! Look at that! Look at that! I mean, you got two cats. Oh man, you better lock
that. Is
get that cats. In and lock that camera. You better get that in and lock that camera. It's looking good. Set a keyframe. There you go. Are you going to do any depth of field? Because that would be freaking chef's kiss. Getting that depth.
It would. Yeah. I just need to get some background stuff in, and then I'll get some more.
Yeah.
How much time we got? Four minutes?
Rim light. You got 4 minutes. We'll give you like a 1 minute thing so you can like, you know.
Nice.
Ooh, that is pretty.
Mount Fuji in the background.
But the scale on that.
Yeah, you got to scale it down so it looks like it's further away. Of course, now you get the tiling.
Texture.
It's all right. It'll be out of focus, so you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be out of focus. Yeah, there you go. Right. And it'll be out of focus, so. And then,
seed on it as well.
Happy trees.
Yeah. Save.
Save.
All right.
I do have an auto save on as well.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. Oh, this gap will not do.
You still got 3.5 minutes. You could even do a little splash of, backlighting or something on them, or front lighting.
Let's get that same.
What are you doing there? Is that more? What's that piece? Now I'm curious.
It's gonna be water. It's gonna be the ocean or something.
Okay. Gotcha.
Same in there.
I think that was a downfall right there.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Uh-oh, we lost some.
Uh-oh.
There we go. All right. That's pretty good.
Wasn't that
a little bit under.
Gotta throw that texture on there.
I gotta put a texture on there. That'll be right. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, pretty.
Yeah, all right.
Let's change the seed on this one.
Oh, man.
I got chrome.
How much time we got?
Bit.
2.5?
2.5 minutes. 2.5.
Man, I have no idea what's going on there.
All right. You got about 1 minute until we're going to give you the warning to get your thing saved and screenshotted and sent to us.
Yeah.
Time to get that aperture, though. Oh, yeah. More. M-O-A-R. More. Oh, yeah.
There
you go. I'm thirsty. Let's cat.
I wanna
say it right. Chowder. Ooh, what's going on here? Ooh.
Oh. Lighten up that cat's butt.
You're in the way there. What's going on?
Set visibility to 0. No visibility tab. There you go. Oh, you're getting all beeple with it. Oh, man.
Gotta get that 3200 Kelvin, though.
Yeah,
3200 Kelvin. I'm just gonna go orange in the light.
There you go.
I think.
There you go. 1 minute, 15 seconds. Small. 1 minute, 15 seconds.
Okay, so I need to render.
I mean, you can just screenshot it and paste it in the bin, and we're good. So you still got a minute if you want to do anything else. You want a vignette? You want an HDR?
I feel like the cats need a bit of backlight.
That's what I'm trying to do, but it's not working.
Maybe it's the texture. Maybe there's not.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't think there is.
Get some transmission on that. Yeah. He's got 48 seconds to get some transmission.
Oh, it's a diffuse. That's why. There we go.
Oh, boy.
It's a shiny cat.
Shiny!
Shiny.
Shiny cat. That's my new... Okay, 37 seconds. 37 seconds.
Okay.
I'd say you could probably screenshot at 10 seconds and be okay.
I'll just save a PNG on the desktop.
26 seconds.
Where do I paste it?
Drop it in the dingus. Drop it in the in the chat. All right.
Let me go back to Skype. 15 seconds. I don't know how to go back to Skype.
Really, Brett? Brett says he's never seen anyone work with the IPR on the whole thing before.
That's
the only way I work.
That's what you do when you got Octane, you know.
Yeah.
All right, 3, 2, 1. And that's pencils down. And that's pencils down. All right, it's in the dingus. We're going to bring it up here and see what we got.
Okay.
I'm going to open it up here.
Well done, sir. I think that looks great for 10 minutes.
Hit enter on that there when you put it in. Yeah, it should come.
Okay,
through.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, let me go back to the box here. We'll check this out. All right. We got it?
Yep, there you go.
There we go.
Oh, yeah, he should have put the Bloom post-process on the last Bloom. 10 seconds.
I should have, should have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, here, let me bring it up. Here we go. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Well done. Yes. Man, see, that's good practice, right? I mean, that's the kind of pressure. Definitely. Yeah.
Definitely good practice.
And now you have 9 cats, just in case you ever need them for anything. All set to go. Those cats were...
That's better than my renders in an hour he did in 10 minutes.
This makes me want to do, like, hour-long renders, though. It really does. Like,
jeez.
That would be good. I think that's more my style. I definitely need to practice now. That's my first practice, so yes, I definitely do.
It's like
the tails.
The tails, yeah.
And the tails. Oh.
Well, they don't want to get them wet, you know? Yeah. That's funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah, I think, like, you got to get in the habit. You know, you got to stay calm. You got to make sure it's like, okay, I'm going to get my one, like, prop or whatever is going to be my main thing. You've got to establish, like, what size you're going to do. Is it going to be 19, 20, 10, 80? Is it, like, you know, what is your size going to be? Then you have to think about things like you said, like Bloom. Depth of field, shot composition, lighting. There's a lot to do. So if you have kind of like...
Would have changed the aspect ratio if I knew that was a thing that we could do.
You can.
Because I don't like one by one.
I feel
one.
Like we should have... Should we have a template that people can use? It's like, the Redshift template. Here's the Octane template. You know, so people can just open it up and it's ready to go.
Because I feel most of that time was getting a HDRI.
Yeah.
Well, you got to pick one, you know, and that's the thing. You're going to have GSG on all the computers.
Yep.
Sweet. Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be good. We're going to have some brand new spanking laptops there for everybody to use.
Yep.
Nice. I think I can go ahead and say from Puget, the new Puget laptops. We're like 99% on that right now, but yes.
Yeah. And
banned in Canada.
Are they banned in Canada?
No.
That's called a callback.
Right.
Yes. Yes, but they might be that's by then. Funny. You never know. Man,
maybe
it's too fast. It's too fast.
That Puget's not good, guy.
Oh look, Kraft dinner.
Kraft dinner. Kraft dinner. Oh my gosh! All right. Well, I think that was a pretty good show. We're right at an hour, and I think that was action packed. So, Phil,
action packed.
We're gonna see you at all the things, Phil. We can't wait to hang out. We can't wait to see this competition come to light. It's gonna be so great. So excited for that.
Yeah,
I promise my presentation will feature some work better than this. Hopefully
can you work in the cat now? Okay, it's like an Easter egg.
Yeah,
I think you should.
100%, 100%. I can do that.
Well, Phil, if people want to find you on the internet, where do they go?
Just at RaidZero, pretty much on everything. On my website, RaidZero.com.
Zero is Z-E-R-0, right?
Yeah. It's the zero. Numerical zero at the end.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, make sure that you follow us on all the things. Check out MoGraph TV. TV, mograph.com/TV. Go to randorender.com if you want to get a random prompt. It's not always the best prompt. You can kind of cycle through. The prompts are going to be a little better at the actual event. They'll be a little more descriptive, but it's a great start. And we'll mm-hmm. keep working on randorender.com, and you can practice some things. And don't forget, we got Winbush and EJ next week. We're going to be talking more about Unreal and NAB stuff. Next week will be our last show before NAB. Just keep that in mind. What are you going to say, Matt?
And the Camp MoGraph website should be up in the next 15 minutes.
Ooh.
So, yeah, just
all right.
Got word. So,
sounds good.
Make sure and check that out.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Until next time, I'm Dave.
And I'm Matt.
I'm Phil.
Have a good one.
Later, yo.
It's pretty good, I guess.
Introducing MoGraph TV from MoGraph.com. A free motion graphics and animation channel streaming your favorite content and favorite artists 24/7. MoGraph TV features motion graphics tutorials, talks, tips, inspiration, and replays of popular live shows. We offer something for all levels of designer, from introductory tutorials to high-level breakdowns and everything in between.
That track looks great to me.
MoGraph TV features software like Cinema 4D, After Effects, Unreal Engine,
What up?
Third-party plugins, and other 2D and 3D software. We also feature live motion events, short-form clips, crypto art, and even a little photo and video editing. Learn from the people that inspire you most, and stay up to date on all the latest industry news, announcements, and community events. You'll also see exclusive offers only available by watching. With 3 8-hour blocks each day, you'll be sure to catch everything, no matter what your time zone. Keep it on as a companion to your workday and learn something new. Meet a friend, watch a demo, catch a classic tutorial, or even find new inspiration.
That's a British word?
A lot of things are British words.
Yes, good luck with all your projects.
MoGraph TV, television for the design community, 24/7.